Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFO over Indian nuclear power plant. That's correct, UFO over Indian nuclear power plant. And I'll try to get through that because some of the names of the places here are real tongue twisters. The report comes to us, first of all, from republicworld.com. It says, India reports UFO sightings, policeman spots mysterious objects zooming above nuclear plant. Date on this is March 27th, 2024. It says a police officer claimed, I am more than 100% sure that what I saw were UFOs. The dateline on this is Kudakulam, Tamil Nadu. It says in the Tirunelveli district of Tamil Nadu, a police sub-inspector in Kudakulam claims to have seen a UFO the previous year. These kinds of mysterious sightings have been reported in the surrounding area of nuclear plants, according to Chennai-based UFO tracker Sabir Hussain. The report further states that a retired DGP reported seeing unknown objects on the seacoast between Nilankari and Malappuram in July of 2023. There are nuclear power stations in both Kudakulam and Kalapakulam. Hussain reportedly told the media that the sub-inspector Syed Abdul Qadir had seen UFOs and recorded two videos of them. Hussain said this incident happened just 10 days after former DGP Prateep V. Phillip took pictures of a UFO on Muttakkadu seashore near Chennai. An engineering graduate has seen UFOs more than 10 times in the Kudakulam region in August of 2023. Sai Syed Abdul Qadir acknowledged to the media that he had witnessed UFOs at Kudakulam in 2020, stating that they moved in zigzag patterns before disappearing. Quote, I am more than 100% sure that what I saw were UFOs. After speaking with UFO tracker Sabir, he declared, the way it moved in zigzag patterns, how quickly it vanished, and how it stood motionless were all unique. Officials have not responded to remarks by Hussain or Qadir regarding the most recent sightings. In the U.S., reports of UFO sightings are significantly more prevalent. Researchers revealed in February that a former Pentagon investigator had quietly briefed Congress on the 1964 incident in which an Atlas missile dummy with a nuclear warhead was shot down by a UFO. Yeah, we've talked about that event multiple times on the podcast here. Now, I want to look at another article here regarding these this UFO, possibly multiple UFOs, over these nuclear power plants in India. In this article here from the DailyMail.com, it tells us UFO nuke mystery goes global. Indian newspaper reports craft flying over nuclear power plants every few days. And the subtitle says, senior Indian police officials reported UFOs made baffling zigzag movements. UFOs spotted near Kudakulam nuclear plant over 10 times in August, police said. One officer, an engineer by training, videotaped two separate UFO incidents. And this article is written by Matthew Phelan, senior science reporter for DailyMail.com. Date on this is March 26, 2024. Goes on and says, senior law enforcement official in India investigated and videotaped eerie UFO sightings over nuclear plants across the Asian nation last year, a local news report revealed. One witness, a police sub-inspector and engineer by training, said he was 100% sure the object he taped with its high-speed zigzaggy movements could not be explained by human tech. India's brush with nuke-curious mystery objects follows years of growing attention to the issue in Washington, D.C. Now, this is a part of the article they could have just cut out. Instead of talking about what we're interested in, which is this UFO over this nuclear power plant in India, the author does this whole cut-and-paste thing talking about the hearings in Washington, D.C., the missile incident in 1964, blah, blah, blah. We don't care about any of that. Right now, what we care about is what this Indian police officer and engineer by training photographed over these Indian nuclear power plants. It says one witness, a police sub-inspector in engineering by training, Syed Abdul Qadir, said he was 100% sure the object he taped with its high-speed zigzagging movements could not be explained by human tech. And this is above a still from one of Qadir's encounters with the UFOs. It's got an actual photograph here. It looks like a typical orb to me. And then we have an image down here of these two guys. Police Sub-Inspector Syed Qadir Wright, assigned to the technical wing of the Tirunelveli office, an hour's drive north of Kudikalam nuclear plant, told UFO expert Sudhir Hussain Left that he filmed two videos of the unusual airborne phenomena. You have the same thing happening in India as you do in the U.S. You get somebody who gets some pretty good UFO video. They record it, and then it kind of sits around on the shelf for a while until one of the UFO celebrity investigators comes along. In this country, apparently it's Sabir Hussein. In our country, it might be Jeremy Corbell. And then they leak the video out through whatever media they want to go through, and it becomes kind of a social event that promotes their website, their personal, you know, reputation as a UFO investigator, instead of just putting this stuff on a public site like MUFON or NUFORK or something where we can all look at it. We really don't need experts to tell us what this stuff is. We just need to look at this stuff and make up our own minds. And you kind of see what's happening in this article. You start off with just the bare bones of the story. Then they do a cut and paste thing with what's happening in the U.S., which has got nothing to do with what's happening over here in India. And then they go immediately to kind of this appeal to authority where they bring in a UFO expert with the witness to kind of create this dynamic that we have to be spoon-fed this stuff instead of just making this stuff something that's publicly available for everybody to see as soon as it happens. It says the roughly dozen or so incidents all involved apparent craft loitering oddly near the Kudikalam nuclear plant at the southern tip of the subcontinent and the Madras Atomic Power Station near Kalakapan along the country's east coast. Police Sub-Inspector Syed Abdul Qadir, assigned to the technical wing of the service's Tirunelveli office an hour's drive north of Kudikalam nuclear plant, told UFO expert Sabir Hussain he filmed two videos of unusual airborne phenomena. The way it stood still, the way it made zigzag movements, and the speed in which it disappeared, Qadir told reporters for the English language Indian Daily DT Text, all were different. Confirming his conversation with Hussain, Qadir told DT Text that he had personally spotted UFOs near the southern coast town of Kudikalam since 2020. After meeting UFO tracker Sabir and discussing with him, he told the paper, "I am more than 100% sure what I saw were UFOs." And then it has an image of the nuclear power plant here, talking about this guy, what he saw down there. Then the article kind of veers back into this whole 1964 nuclear missile dummy event, Charles Schumer, blah, blah, blah. Things that don't really have anything to do with this sighting whatsoever. It says Qadir's 2023 sightings to the south overlapped with weeks of sightings in July and August up the eastern coast along the Nili Kanari Mahapuram shoreline. That region near the bustling city of Chennai is home to the Madras Atomic Power Station, MAPS, in Kalpakkam. Qadir's videotape sightings, Hussain told DT Next, happened just 10 days after former DGP, that's Director General of Police, Prateep V. Philip, took pictures of a UFO on the Matuka Du seashore near Chennai. Philip's rank of DGP is the highest position attainable in the Indian Police Service. So you got the top cop there, apparently, videotapes these UFOs. Despite an official Pentagon report to Congress this year, which attempted to dispel whistleblower allegations of secret and illegal UFO crash retrieval program, senior members of the U.S. Senate continue to pursue subpoena power to investigate issue. And this, to me, is just kind of an example of very lazy reporting, where instead of talking about what we're interested in, which is actually this sighting that's been recorded, they want to go back and rehash a bunch of stuff that happened in the States. It would be helpful if these newspaper people could just focus on the story that's at hand. So anyway, these sightings, the strange thing is they're happening all over. They're not just happening in India, they're happening in the US, they're happening in Russia, they're happening all over the place. And I want to take a look at this next article talking about some of these UFOs over nuclear power plants right now. Now, these things have been happening all over the place, and I want to take a look at a couple more cases before we close out the podcast. This is from JerusalemPost.com, dated April 7th, 2023, so just about a year ago. Possible UFO spotted near Russian nuclear power plant. While the nature of the UFO is not clear, Russian military officials are reportedly certain that it wasn't a drone or an airplane. It begins by saying a UFO, unidentified flying object, was spotted Wednesday near Russia's Leningrad nuclear power plant in the city of Sosnovy Bor in the Leningrad Oblast, Russian media reported. While the nature of the UFO is not clear, Russian military officials who are investigating the incident are at the very least certain that it wasn't a drone or an airplane. Interesting that in Russia, they immediately say, no, it wasn't a drone or an airplane when they see a UFO over a power plant. But in the U.S., the first thing they do when they see a UFO over a power plant is to say it must have been a drone or a weather balloon or maybe an airplane or some top secret military warplane. The U.S. is supposed to be the freest country in the world, but the information surrounding UFOs has to be the most unfree in the world. The unknown object moved at the speed of the wind, a Russian told the Russian state news agency TASS. This means it doesn't have engines, which means it isn't a drone or an airplane. Other local media reports over Telegram said the UFO was located 10,000 meters in the sky, that'd be 35,000 feet, and moving at 200 kilometers an hour, 150 mile an hour. That almost sounds to me like that could have been a planet story to try to just debunk this stuff. Notice they're saying over Telegram. So here you have this article on Jerusalem Post, and they're just citing anonymous sources on the internet. So what value does that information actually have? I mean, really. I mean, to me, very sloppy reporting. It says, however, in a later statement, Leningrad Oblast Deputy Governor Michael Lin said the information about the UFO wasn't true, IRA reported. So here you go. This is the same thing that happens in this country. Somebody reports a UFO. They see it. Hey, this thing's flying over the internet. And what happens? Well, probably intellectually challenged person or maybe some agent of the deep state gets on social media and puts out a parallel narrative. Okay, the guy on the ground says, yeah, I was flying above the nuclear power plant there. I could see it, it's a UFO. And then all of a sudden we see appearing on social media on Telegram, oh, well, it was at 35,000 feet and it was going about 150 mile an hour to make it seem like it could have been an airplane. There's your parallel narrative. A total lie, according to this deputy governor. A total lie. But they put it out there, and then that way they can use this unnamed source, this parallel narrative, this made-up bunch of baloney, as a way to refute the truth. Every time, every single time one of these things shows up, you see the same pattern. It says a source side TASS said that the Russian military is monitoring the UFO but isn't concerned. UFOs, also known as unidentified and aerial phenomena, have been more prominent in the news lately. This is the most evident in reports surrounding the alleged Chinese spy balloons that have been spotted in the U.S. and Canada. See, you have more of your cut and paste here, talking a little bit about this, the big interstellar object, Oumuamua, the Hawaiian named meteor that flew by a few years ago. Goes on down and says, this isn't the first time this year that there were reports of a UFO incident in Russia. Back in January, Russian air defense reportedly shot down a UFO in the Rostov Oblast near the Ukrainian border. That UFO's identity was unclear, but at the time, any possibility of it being a probe for some kind of advanced life was dismissed. Rather, many in Russia, such as lawmaker Anatoly Wajdman, claimed it was a drone sent by Ukraine. The Rostov Oblast is very close to Ukraine and is located near the Sea of Azov, a vital strategic waterway in the Russian-Ukraine war. However, the Leningrad Oblast is much further away from Ukraine and is instead farther north, bordering Estonia and Finland. The origin and nature of this UFO, if the reports are correct and it actually exists, is still unknown. Well, that's kind of the whole point of it being unidentified. Yeah, these things are just popping up all over the place, and no matter where they pop up at, your mainstream media always wants to find these anonymous social media posts debunking them. But this time, at least, the Russian official involved had the courage to come back out and say, no, that's not true, that's a lie. Now, this last one we're looking at is from worldnuclearnews.org, and this is dated August 2009. These things have been going on for a long time. You know, we know back to 1964, pretty much as soon as nuclear powers, nuclear weapons showed up, UFOs showed up. It says UFO spotted over UK nuclear plant August 20th, 2009. Newly released UK government files of reported sightings of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, include a 1993 sighting of something strange hovering over the Hartlepool nuclear power plant. The object was seen in the skies over the Teesside and Cleveland area of northeast England on several occasions in March 1993, as well as hovering above the power plant. It had also been seen over local chemical plants and military installations. A response from the UK Ministry of Defence at the time confirmed that nothing had been picked up on local air control radar, but suggested a possible theory of car headlights reflecting off an atmospheric inversion formed when an area of warm air meets an area of cooler air, producing a hazy mist. Yep, right out of Project Blue Book, I think. A report in local Hartlepool newspaper of the Peterborough Mail claims that UFO sightings over nuclear installations are not uncommon. UFOlogist Richard D. Hall, also a columnist on the paper, was quoted as saying, there is a history of UFOs taking an interest in nuclear energy, so the sighting in Hartlepool is not a surprise, although he would not speculate on any likely reasoning for the mysterious craft's interest in the plant. The government files covering a range of UFO-related documents covering the years of 1981 to 1996 are currently available on the website of the UK National Archives. Yeah, these are just the ones that we're hearing about. You know, whether it's the UK, whether it's in Russia, whether it's in India, whether it's in the United States, these things have some kind of a very big time interest in what's going on with our nuclear power plants and our nuclear weapons. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.